Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Just verse 24 today of Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Now, we'll look at what happens when the rain and the comes down and the streams rise tomorrow. But for today, I wanted to focus on that word rock. What was its significance for the people who heard Jesus say this the very first time? What would they have been thinking about when he said the word rock? Let me quote to you from a commentary on this passage by N.T. Wright in his For Everyone series. He says this: "We often miss what his first hearers would probably have heard behind the dramatic picture language, not far away from where he sat on that hillside. Just 100 miles or so away in Jerusalem, Herod's men were continuing to rebuild the temple. They spoke of it as God's house and declared that it was built upon the rock, proof against wind and weather. In the last great sermon in Matthew's Gospel, Jesus warns that the temple itself will come crashing down because Israel as a whole had failed to respond to his message. Halfway through the Gospel, in another dramatic moment, he promises that Peter's confession of faith will form the rock on which something very different will be built, the community that believes in him, Jesus, as Messiah." So it leads us to ask ourselves today, on what rock are we building our lives? Is it the hope of retirement? Is it the hope that our children will make us proud? Is it the hope that our pension fund and our investments will last through our retirement years? Will it be? Is it some other ambition that we have? What is our rock? Is the rock the church? Is the rock our leaders? Is the rock our experiences? What is your rock? Perhaps today's devotional thought is to pray, to ask God to strengthen your commitment to Jesus as your ultimate rock. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." Take care. God bless.